Our gospel is Matthew 15, verses 10 through 28. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plan that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Woman, great is your faith, Jesus says to this persistent Canaanite woman. And think of what he said to one of his disciples last week. "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And these stories should be read next to each other. That the disciples who walked with him, who saw the wonders that he performed, didn't seem to understand. And they didn't have the faith that he was expecting of them. But here is this Canaanite woman, this non-Jew, living in this Gentile area of Tyre and Sidon. And she's undoubtedly heard about Jesus and about the wonders that he's performed. And she is desperate. Her daughter is tormented by a demon. And she goes to Jesus. And what happens? This doesn't sound like the Jesus that we want to have in our scriptures, does it? We want Jesus to always be kind to everyone that he encounters. And this doesn't sound very kind, to call this poor, hurting woman a dog. All right, so if you look at the word, it doesn't mean one of the wild dogs of the street, but it means a puppy at your household table. But still, this sounds like an insult to me. And it doesn't look like Jesus is going to answer her prayer. Instead, he says, "I didn't come for you. I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Wouldn't that be enough to make you turn away and say, "I'm clearly not worthy of Jesus' help. I'm not one of those that he was sent to save." But she persists and says, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from their master's table." And he looks at her. and he declares her to be a person of great faith. She's challenged him. How many times do you challenge God? How many times are you persistent in your prayer? Isn't it easy instead to say, well, I prayed and God didn't respond, so clearly God is not hearing me. This woman knows better. That certainly Jesus was sent to save the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel. And it was only after his death and resurrection that the ministry was extended to the entire world. But we still see glimpses throughout Scripture of times when Jesus opens up that gift. And this is one of them. She's asking for the same rights as those that Jesus claims that he sent for specifically. She challenges him to open up that gift to the entire world, to her and her tormented daughter. And he does. Great is her faith. But those of us who are parents know we'll do anything for our children, won't we? I think back to when my youngest daughter was seriously injured in a car accident. We were pedestrians in front of my older daughter's school, coming from the school Christmas program. And the three of us, my older daughter, my younger daughter, and I, were walking in the designated crosswalk to get from the school to where our car was parked. When I saw the headlights of a truck and knew he wasn't going to stop, I pushed my older daughter out of the way and turned to get my younger daughter, and she was gone. Hit full on by the truck. My foot crushed, although I didn't realize it at the time, as I went to try to save her. And there was my little girl, 15 months old, lying in a pool of blood. I don't even know that I could pray at the time. I think I just started screaming. And people who were still in the school and in the church got down on their knees and started to pray. The ambulance quickly came and took her to the hospital, where they had to tell me that they were going to send her to the children's hospital, and there were so many attendants with her that I'd have to follow some other way. It was about that time that I realized that I was also injured. And I sent my older daughter to stay with a relative and rushed to the hospital, called her dad to tell him what had gone on. And all we could do was pray. Because every time they scanned her body, they found something else. So many of her bones broken, so much blood lost. And just calling out in desperation, please, 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 God, save her. Please, please save her. And miraculously, he did. Maybe it's because she was so young. But every time we went back to so many visits, they kept calling her the miracle baby. So I know what it's like to cry out to God on behalf of a child. And that's what this woman is doing, crying out to God, just desperate. Think of our gospel lesson last week, where Peter starts walking on the water, and he's walking on the water. He's doing the impossible. And then what happens? He notices the wind surrounding him. He notices the waves, and he takes his eyes off Jesus and starts to sink. And Jesus catches him by the hand, pulls him into the boat, and says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And here this woman is crying out in the same manner, "Please save my daughter." And Jesus eventually takes her by the hand and saves her daughter as she's requested. There's something about the plea of a parent. There's something about the faith of someone who is an outsider. And we hear in our first lesson of the day about God's house being a house of prayer for all people. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, that's what the church is called to be a place for outcasts, to be a place for those who feel that they are outside the realm of God's grace and mercy, for people like this Canaanite woman who come in faith seeking what only God can give them. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, that grace and mercy is extended to the entire world. In our first hymn, we sang, "Gather Us In." We talk about gathering people from all walks of life to come into one body. And that's what the church should look like, a place of welcome, a place of refuge for all who call on the name of the Lord, especially for those who have tried everything else, like the woman in another portion of the gospel who just wanted to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, knowing that she'd be healed, because she had tried everything else and nothing else worked. And when we try everything else and nothing else works, where do we need to go? We go to Jesus. And we cry out to him, "Lord, save me. Lord, save my children. Lord, save those I love. Lord, I put it all into your hands because I've tried everything else. You're all that's left." And God does hear. This is indeed a house of prayer for all people. Let it be so forever. Amen.